And he could, we could even have a scene where he's, we could take L-Wing and turn her into kind of a green-skinned alien and then create this sort of soft focus scene where he's making out with her.
Yeah, yeah, it's perfect. That's perfect.
Can
we do like a
Kirk
Shatner thing for for
such
Arendelle?
A skirt chaser.
Choose thou, for now I am weary of the world.
Let's see. Oh man, you're right. He doesn't. There's not a lot of things that
there's
he
not
actually
a whole lot
speaks.
Of no.
Await me here, for one only may bring the message that it is my fate to bear.
I could just see him I could just see him when he fights Ankalagon. He's doing that you know, clutching his fists together, over the head Kirk
big
punch. I don't know much about Star Trek, but I know that Kirk punch.
The haymaker that takes like 3.5 seconds to wind up that would get him just, you know, a jab. Boom, done.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Eärendil Kirk said to them, "Hear none but myself shall set foot, lest you fall under the wrath of the Valar."
See, that's good.
But
you've
that
got it.
Peril I will take on myself alone for the sake of the two kindreds. but I want this red shirt with me.
Right, yeah. No, the three red shirts got sent back home in another boat. Thankfully.
Seriously, yeah.
Falathar and Aralont and Irondir were the red
Ooh,
shirts.
Ooh, did you really have their names memorized? Of course you did. It's the story of Eärendil. Yeah, the whole chapter.
Of course
memorized.
I did.
You're like, yep. Chapter 24, verse 17. "And thou shalt lobst thy holy hand grenade towards thy foe, who, being naughty in my sight, shall snuff it."
Shall snuff
Amen.
It. Amen. Yeah, actually, speaking of that, I know this chapter so well. I actually already recorded the episode, so we don't really.
You
we
just need
just
me to record
out.
The intro and just, you know.
Yeah, just, yeah.